page 115, track 8. Hello, Miss Clarkson. Thank you very much for joining us today and talking about this very traumatic experience for you. I understand how difficult this must be for you.
Hello, yes, that's right. But I want to talk about what my life was like before he took it all away from me. Thanks to that man's stupid actions, all my hopes, dreams, and aspirations are destroyed, completely and forever. I wanted to be a doctor after finishing university. It was still a long way to go, and everyone knows that medicine is extremely difficult. But I had even chosen my specialty, pediatrics. But now, of course, that's all gone, and I'll never get those dreams back again. Now the only thing I can hope for is to maybe one day be able to walk on my own.
And what was your daily life like before the accident?
Well, it was really normal. I was very active, and I loved doing exercise. Nothing serious, you know. But I used to go to the park most afternoons or evenings. I used to run a little with my dog and sometimes meet up there with my friends. Just hang out, you know? Obviously, I had a lot of work at university and was really busy with assignments and tests, but it was also a lot of fun and so interesting to learn about such fascinating things every day.
Thank you very much. And now, after some time to come to terms with what has happened, how do you feel about this situation?
More than anything, I suppose I feel really disappointed and frustrated. I mean, it changes everything, you know? The feeling of disappointment and frustration is what hits me the most, knowing that none of this is my fault. That's what hurts the most.
And I'm now speaking to Mr. Keith Jackson, one of Mr. Fitzgerald's closest business associates. Mr. Jackson, could you tell us about the type of person Mr. Fitzgerald is for you?
Yes, of course. Well, he's definitely a determined type of guy. When he wants something, he does anything and everything he can to get it, you know? And I have to say that in this aspect, extremely aggressive in some of his tactics. Of course, I'm glad that he's on my side for business, because I really wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of some of his negotiations. Apart from aggressive, I suppose he can also be quite offensive and rude at times. He honestly only cares about himself and doesn't waste any time or energy considering other people's feelings. So I would definitely also say that selfish describes him well, too.
And because you spent time with him during high-stress moments, how would you describe Mr. Fitzgerald at these moments of stress?
Well, the one tip I would give is that these times, get away from him, because he shouts a lot at everyone around him. He becomes a bit aggressive at times and has even thrown objects around the office.
Wow. So how do his employees see him then?
Well, they actually have a nickname for him. He hasn't heard it, of course, but they call him the Hulk. Most of them don't really like working for him. They're scared of him, but also just don't like how he treats them.
And so how did you meet Mr. Fitzgerald?
Well, it's a funny story. I actually met him when a colleague of mine asked me to do a favor for him. He had to negotiate with Mr. Fitzgerald, but because he is so horrible, my colleague just couldn't. He begged me to take his place because he just didn't want to be around Mr. Fitzgerald. Although it was a very awkward experience for me, as I said before, it's much better to have him on your side than against you.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments, Mr. Jackson. We really appreciate it. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.